Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Narekele Naro Teto Chineke Idima Ise Narekele 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 Narekele. For the many, many things, for the many, many things that you have done. Narekele, 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 narekele. Chineke, chineke, idim. All right, let's turn to our left and walk. We are too cold this morning. Many people look so cold. Are we okay? Please turn to your left and right and welcome someone to church. I think there's a lot of reasons why we need to teach on thankfulness today. When you look troubled, you are not grateful. And I was talking with someone one day. The lady said, "Sir, I know where my mates are." I say, "Yes, in the grave, some of them." She just kept quiet. She said, "No, not like that. Not like I'm not grateful." I said, "What exactly do you mean by that statement? I know where some of my mates are." And at that time, I was talking to her. She was just 21 years old. And she was in 400 level. I said, "You are 21 in 400 level. It's just because jam, I've raised leg for some of you." Those days we used to write jam. Amen. I don't know if my generation of people are here. But those days, that jam was jam. If you write jam, it will jam you. It's not like these days people write jam, two something. Then you now yet you've gotten admission. That time you pass jam and fail for CTME. Or you pass them and pass post-CTME. But people that pass post-CTME are too much. So they were not able to give you. You pass, but you don't have admission. Because your pass was not pass enough. I remember one time I was listening to somebody. He said their session around 212 in BSU. They admitted all of them without post-CTME. I was like, Jesus Christ. I think it's 212 or 213. Some of us, we felt betrayed. Because we know how we have written post-CTM. I remember my first jam was so high, and I wrote post-CTM. And I was expecting medicine and surgery. And those people gave me one course that I don't want to tell you people. It was not BSU. That time, BSU were begging people to come and read medicine and surgery. I have some of my doctor friends today who read medicine with 180. At that time, their jam score was behind. You know what school I put? UNN Unsuka. So when I finished everything, I was wondering why I didn't get admission. One of my friends, who is from there, said, "Your name, nobody has ever heard that kind of name in that state before. So we were scared of giving you admission." That's what he said. It's because the name was scary. You know, it was my tribal name. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he said that was the reason why I did not get the admission, that I should just know. And he was telling me his own story in ABU Zaria, that he finished Remedias with a very high score. And when he did not get the admission, they did not even give him any course. So he went to the person in charge and said, "I did Remedias and this is my score." And I said, "Why did they not give you admission?" When the man was checking, he now said, "Let me see your name." He brought his name. There was Ikechukwu in the name. He said, "This is the problem. You pass, but your problem is Ikechukwu. We cannot give Ikechukwu admission in this place. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, for that lady, I was wondering, you are 21, you are in 400 level, you are saying you know where your mates are. People don't know how to be grateful. Hallelujah to Jesus. Those days, 21 is in 200 level. Huh? They don't get what I'm trying to explain. It's like mystery. Sorry, 21 is still looking for admission. Maybe I said it too much. Those days. In fact, these days they say if you know somebody, you get admission. Those days is not like that. Even if you know somebody, you have to know something in your head. Unlike now. Learn to be grateful. The children of Israel suffered so much because they didn't know how to be grateful. I mean, the same God who parted the Red Sea, all of a sudden there is no food to eat and you are worried to the point that you are complaining. Same God who parted Red Sea just some days back, he parted Red Sea, and now you are hungry and you have the impetus. How many of you would complain if you were part of the children of Israel? Like, they parted Red Sea before your front. It was last like dry ground. The Bible says it was as dry ground. They walked on the first bridge. God created bridge in less than a few seconds. They walked on it. When they were done, God closed the bridge back. They saw the hand of God that mighty. And they had the impetus to say, God, because of you did not give us food, we've lost it with you. You are not faithful. You see, for every time God does a miracle, he expects us to learn about his nature. And he was disappointed in them because they've not gotten to know him yet. That if he can make a way when it seems as if they were in trouble, why will he not save them right now that they are hungry? And you know, many people just have the word of God in their head. It's not in their heart. That's why sometimes when things don't go well, Satan knows you already. You know, if things don't go well, you just blame God. And the closest thing you can blame that is close, I mean, the closest God is church. Before you know, the person is saying, I'm not coming to church again. Why? I broke my phone screen. If God is alive, why did my phone break after service? Are you all here tonight? A lot of reasons. That's not my focal point, but I think it even connects to where I want to even start with. Because the topic is Yeshua, my salvation. Exodus 14 from verse 13. Yeah, there's a connection. Amazingly. 14 from verse 13. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be hallowed. From the rising up to the setting, your name is to From the rising to the setting, your name Adonai, Adonai, from the rising. To the setting, Your name is to be hallowed. Your name. All right, so Exodus, where we were. Exodus what? So let's read. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Please, less movement. Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more. It is stand still and see the salvation. Now, the point I want to explain here is the fact that, firstly, of course, you see that God is our salvation. Say, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, in that God himself will fight for us. And secondly, the fact that we have to stand still if we must see the salvation of the Lord. And standing still does not mean you should just stand like this. No. If you look at it critically, Moses didn't just stand. There was a staff he was holding. He stretched the staff, isn't it? Now, if the Bible says we should rest from our works, it doesn't mean you should just sit down and do nothing. There is your own part of the equation that you have to fulfill as a child of God. Are we together? You know, the Bible says salvation is free, isn't it? Is it Ephesians 2? Let's see from verse 8. Ephesians 2, we'll come back here from verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through what? Faith. And that not of yourselves, it is a gift from God. Give me the Amplified edition. It said, for it is by grace, God's remarkable compassion and favor drawing you to Christ, that you have been saved, actually delivered from judgment and given eternal life through what? Faith. It said, and this salvation is not of yourselves, not through your own effort, but it is the undeserved gracious gift of God. So even faith, some sort of, is part of salvation. But this is the point I want to hit, that you only access salvation through what? Faith. That's your own part of the equation. If you don't have faith, what is free, you will not get it. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So we have to play, we have our role to play as children of God. When the Bible says stand still, it doesn't mean just stand like this, no. It simply means rely completely on what God has said you should do in your own part of fulfilling the equation for salvation. Alright? So, if God says this is what you should do for you to see so thing happen in your life, stand still simply entails that you do exactly what God says you should do and leave the rest to Him. Don't try to do His own part. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? You do only your own part for what God has said you should do, and don't try to do His own part. So standing still does not mean that you should not do anything at all. It's even impossible. For instance, generally, in the New Testament, now that God has died for us, is buried for us, and resurrected for us, He didn't just leave us like that. He gave us the Holy Spirit. All right? Now, what is the job of the Holy Spirit? To help us understand everything Jesus achieved on Calvary. If you say God has done it and just sit that like that, don't have faith to receive the Holy Ghost so that He completes what God has started, you will never touch salvation. We have a lot of Christians who know what God have done to an extent and are not enjoying it. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? You can only access salvation through what? Faith. And faith is your own part of the equation. Faith is you fulfilling your own part of what? The equation. You being in faith. You can't just sit down and say God has done it. You must have faith to first receive the Holy Spirit. You should be joking if you don't want the Holy Ghost. It simply means you don't want what has been given to you freely. You don't want to access it if you don't want the Holy Ghost. Because Jesus said, I will not leave you what? Helpless. Meaning without the Holy Spirit, you are helpless. Are you listening to me? And I mean, you should understand this. Stop your neighbor and say, without the Holy Ghost, you are truly helpless. Forget the Moses you have right now that is deceiving you. Without the Holy Ghost, you are helpless. Forget about the connections you've got. Connections can end. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yes, sir.
God forbid. You know, one time, a young man who helped my wife during her time of NYC to serve in Makodi through one of his uncles. I couldn't serve at that time, you know, a long time ago I graduated and what remained was service. So it was over how many years I was just postponing. Hallelujah to Jesus. So at the point, and I said, I wanted to see this service thing, wanted to work. Look at that, when I sit down, I imagine myself in the khaki. I just laugh. And I imagine people laughing at me. And I imagine my wife just seeing me with khaki. Like an unbeliever. I said, I'll pay anything. Let them mention the price. They can just be taking their lawi. I just want to finish that thing. And he said, he said he'll get back to me. He now called for the uncle who does it. Guess what happened? He has retired. So he said, he's not sure of the people there. Because he was the one arranging those things that time. He was the one removing names and putting names. But now his people that are there, he's not sure that they'll do it. So he doesn't want to collect, do anything for anybody and promise anybody anything. And I was like, but you should have friends there. Say, the man is just a very sincere person. He's just wondering. In fact, the time he wanted to help Mama T, it was not even necessary that she gave money, but they just gave money to appreciate the man. He was not even interested in anything. And I said to myself, at the time I would have done it, I did not do it. Now they remove this man who is our help. Sorry, not remove. He has retired. You know where I'm driving at, right? Your help is not eternal with men. Woe to a man that trusts in a man. That's just for NYC. I know people who lost their uncle that was helping them. And now they are suffering. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? I had a case of somebody who was living in a 3-bedroom apartment in Lagos, rented. And when he lost somebody, he lost connection with his help. And he came back to 1-bedroom with his whole family. 1-bedroom. So you see, woe to a man truly that trusts what? In a man. Woe to you, the Bible said. Meaning judgment is upon you already. Not from God, from Satan. Let me say, show you what the Bible says about people like that in Jeremiah. Is it Jeremiah 17:7? 17:5. Let's read it together. Jeremiah 17:5. I hope you are right too. Pastor Kelechi. You are the one that said this scripture. Okay, you got it. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts and relies on mankind. Cursed. My God. Don't try this God. He's the wisest. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Nobody is as wise as God. Nobody can ever be as wise as God. If you say you are cursed for trusting in man, you are truly cursed. He said, cursed is the man who trusts in and relies on mankind. No matter the position of the man. Now, that does not displace the place of honor. Doesn't mean you should not honor all men. The Bible teaches us to honor what? All men. Whether people in high positions or small positions, it's honor them. Because you don't know tomorrow. So it teaches you to what? Honor all men. Respect all men. Then he's saying that cursed is a man that trusts and relies on mankind. You're not supposed to trust and rely on mankind. You're supposed to trust only and rely only on what? God Almighty. And respect humanity. Is a making weak 40 human flesh his strength. No matter their position, God is saying it is weak. It is 40. It is only human what? Strength. He said, don't make it your own ability. Don't rely on that. And whose mind and heart turn away from the Lord. Meaning, you can't predict their life eternally. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Next part of scripture. For he will be like a shrub in the parched desert, and shall not see prosperity when it comes. Give me the NKJV. I like the way it said there. NKJV. Let's read together. For he shall be like what? And shall not what? See when good comes. But shall what? Patch places in the wilderness. In a word, which is not. See that? It's truly, you are truly cursed according to scriptures. It says, for you shall be like shrub in the desert and shall not see good when it comes. You will not see good because your faith is in mankind. You will not see good. Meaning God can give you an idea and you are not seeing it because you are looking for a connection somewhere. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to say. I say start this, start that, start this. But you are like, no. I need to be connected to that person. I need to be connected. And sometimes if God wants to help you, he doesn't want you to be connected. But if you don't see God and you only see man, you will still not touch what God wants you to touch. He said, no matter what you call success, it's more like what? Inheriting the parched places of the earth. Parched places. He said, when good comes, you will not even see it. Why? Your faith is in human beings. So you will not see good when it comes. You will not see good. How I always say it is that, you know, most of us, we know big men when we see them. Especially when they come out from their cars. So there's a way we greet big men because we know they have the potency to change our life financially. But when we see certain kind of men who don't look like they have what it takes, there's a way we talk to them. Many people behave like that. The Bible said if you actually trust in God, one of the things you do is that you respect his word that says honor what? All men. And as you are honoring all men, you don't know who will determine your next level. I don't know that people are getting what I'm trying to say. You are honoring. I heard about the interview of this man that owns Airpeace. How he got big properties that made him a billionaire today. That it was an Agbero in Lagos. An Agbero. He was kind to the Agbero. And when he wanted to get some properties, the Agbero told him, where do you want to get his mentor? He said, follow me. Like a joke, he followed the guy. Introduced the Agbero, introduced him to certain people, and that was it for him. That was the beginning of his breakthrough. Just being kind to an Agbero. Hallelujah to Jesus. Another example is when you see you're trying to marry a man for money or a woman for money, because men too do that. You look at the man, there is nothing, there's no prospect. In fact, his shoe is the proof that he's not the one. The way the shoe is torn in the middle and the mouth of the shoe is open like a fish. The fish that swallowed Jonah. Then you feel embarrassed, especially because you have some friends who don't know how to control their laughter. You know, that's ladies' problem. Their problem most times is their friends. How can I date this guy? What will my friend Jacinta say? Imagine Jacinta see me with this guy. Ha, I don't die. Oh. They go insult me. Tire. Oh. That's their major problem. So they want guys that look like they've arrived. That's why most of them are getting deceived. Have you heard women always talking that men has come? Because they are always moved by what they see. A guy will just come looking all nice and they will always wear white t-shirt and blue jeans and carve their hair with zero naira in their account. They are very plenty in Abuja. Very plenty. And all they want is your money. You would think that you have found help. You are the help. They'll start by, I was trying to buy this thing, my card was not going through, blah, blah, blah. You send 50K, I'll send it in two. When you ask for me again, this is my banking, you know, I've sent 150. Before you know, love has carried you to where you don't. It's 2 years now, you have sent over 2.5 and you are still in love. It's how they are still in love that is surprising me. Those guys know how to work with their words. They invest so much on their look because they know that looks move women. Women are moved by what they hear and see. You know, they say men are moved by what they see. It's a lie. Women too. I was teaching leaders yesterday. I said, Adam, God gave him one instruction. He gave Eve two. God said, don't eat from that tree. He told Eve, don't go near the tree. Not only eat, don't go near. He knew Eve because God put him in charge of Eve. So he has studied Eve's character. That if she goes close to him, she will prize it. Oh my God, my God, my God, my God. You know, like how ladies will screenshot over 2,000 and they've not gotten even one. He knew that Eve would screenshot. He said, don't go close. Don't be there. Eve now went close. She was just looking at it. So fine. Over. Have you ever seen somebody who is on a shop, online shopping site, just viewing all the beautiful things and adding it to his cart? Right now, he has deleted that software. He did not buy anything from that place. He didn't want Eve to add anything to her cart. He said, don't go close there. Eve went close. She was, apple, apple. You know, some of you believe it's apple, so let's use apple. This fruit is so nice, so nice. My God, so beautiful, so beautiful, so beautiful. She just screenshot. You know what the Bible says? It said, the Lord does not tempt anyone with evil. He said, if anyone is tempted, he is tempted by his own what? Sinful desire. Listen, watch me, everyone. Don't be distracted. It simply means that if you didn't want it, Satan will not tempt you. Meaning, Adam said, Eve, don't go close to it. Don't go close. But Eve went and was looking at it. Satan now said, you like what you see? That's how the problem started. You like what you see? Did God really say you should not eat from it? Yeah, he said so. He said, if we eat from it, he told my husband. It's not me, he told Jack. It's not everything we should believe. Adam said, that man said, that God said, that if we eat, our eyes will be open, right? Satan now said, no, you will not. We will die. Satan now said, you will not truly die. He didn't look like he was opposing God. He was not like, you don't die. God can lie. Hypocrites are always like that. Say, that my church. It's a good church, but my MD, the way my MD behaves, then another lady will not tell, the one that have problem with the MD. He's actually a nice person, just that there's something he has not worked. Let's be sincere, he has not worked on his pride. He's actually, I agree, he's a nice, but he has not worked. That's why I left. I think I will leave too. We'll pray God help them. Now that's how Satan is. He knows, so that you catch him. He said, no, you will not truly die. That means he agrees that they will die. He said, what will actually happen? He gave it another interpretation. He said, your eyes will just open. Then the way God sees things, you will see. And she ate. She did not truly die. You see? She didn't die. But now she was not a problem to who? Adam. I have eaten. Adam, nothing happened to me. See me, Adam. Nothing happened to me. I have eaten. I always tell men, you can't marry anyhow. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? You can't marry anyhow. Don't marry a woman who doesn't believe in the things of God. But Simon, what are you saying? Yes. Don't marry a woman who doesn't believe in the things of God. Listen, this is what I mean. I'm not saying don't marry a woman who is not fully on fire yet entirely. If you will marry a woman that is not seeming to be believing in the things of God right now, marry her because she is what? She's submissive. She's teachable. Meaning she agrees with you that she does not understand the things of God yet, but she wants to learn. That woman, you can marry her. But the one that is not teachable, you can't marry her. As we are talking now, some young men will be saying, I lie with me, I get spank. I get spank. You know, I told leaders, I used to have a friend in secondary school. They were asking questions. They say, will you marry an ugly girl with good character? And many boys raised their hand. Yes, they prefer that than a beautiful girl with a bad character. So many boys raised their hand. They believe they should marry an ugly girl with good. I don't believe anybody is ugly. And they raised their hand. This boy did not raise his hand. Then I asked him, which one are you choosing? He said, I'm marrying a beautiful girl with a bad character. All our friends were now wondering, is this boy mad? He said, yes, that's what I want to marry. I will die if I marry an ugly girl. He now said, I will change the girl's character. That small thing said he will change the girl's character. He does not even know what character means. And I will never forget the answer I gave. Now, thank God he was a sincere person, but that's how some young men think. They want to change somebody who does not want to be changed. Even God could not change beautiful Satan. Satan was so beautiful. The Bible describes it in the book of Ezekiel. God could not change him because he had made up his mind to be stupid. And God allowed him to go, to die to his foolishness. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? When ladies are teachable, you can marry them. If they are not teachable, you should not marry them. In fact, the Bible says that don't marry her because she is only teachable. Let the teachable be productive. Let it manifest. In other words, she should learn from you the things of God. She should be washed by the word so that finally you will present her to yourself holy and what? Spotless. That presenting her to yourself is marriage. In the scripture, it's called the wedding feast of the Lamb. Meaning God loves us the way we are, but we cannot get to heaven the way we are. I don't know that you are getting what I'm trying to explain to you now. We have to be changed. But he loves us the way we are. Now, you are in sin. God will loves you. In fact, the Bible says he died for us while we're yet sinners. How many of you here focus on God before you now receive salvation? I mean, what I mean is this. How many of you here, at the time that you were in sin, you understood everything that was happening to your life, and because you understood everything that was happening and repented, that is why God now said, I love you. He loved you while you were still a sinner. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? In that he died for you. You just woke up one morning, heard the gospel, and that's it. You are now a Christian. He didn't wait for you to repent to tell you, I love you. He told you, I love you, so that you respond back to him and say, I love you too, God. The Bible says we can only love him because he has first loved us. What a God we serve. Every day he's telling you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And you just wake up one day after the love has melted your heart and say, I love you too. You know, that's how God said we should love women. It's a husband, love your wives. Meaning just be loving them. No matter the stupidity you see, love them. He said eventually they'll love you back. And to them, love is submitting to you. Say the lady is not agreeing to anything I say. She does not want to do anything. She does not love you. Have you seen a lady that loves a guy? She can travel to Togo. She will lie to her parents she's going for a retreat. And she will cross how many states to Togo? She has a degree, even a master's degree. But love has made her blind. How many of you ladies have fallen in love before? Wave your hands to Jesus. If you have fallen in love. If you never want to fall in love, keep your hands down. But if you want to ever find love, wave your hands up. Okay, for all of you that have raised your hands, you will find love. Some of you that did not raise your hands, may it ever be so. Okay, if you are falling in love, let's give final chance. Wave your hands before. Look at them. So shameless. Everybody has fallen in love. You know, one time I was talking to a lady, say, Christ, sir, that guy dealt with me. He dealt with me. They'll just be talking, you'll be doing it like you are a robot. They'll just talk. You start doing it. But if a lady does not like you, you talk. You do wrong thing, you apologize. She will do wrong thing, you apologize. Somebody else will do wrong thing, you still apologize. I'm sorry for fly moving around you. Sorry that your father has not finished building the house. Sorry. Sorry that oxygen was not so much in this place. Sorry. Because she does not love you. But if she loves you, are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? God loved us while we're still what? Sinners. That doesn't mean you should joke with the mercy of God. I thought about it last week. So God loves me, and some people have this doctrine. He loves me just the way as I am. As I am like this, God loves me. Amen. I'm going to be living my life. And whatever I do in the flesh does not matter. I will make it to heaven. You see, this thing is no argument. Let's make it. Let's see. It's no argument. I always tell people, I don't know why we argue this thing. Say it's a lie. It's a lie. Whatever I do in the flesh, no matter. Why are you stressing? Why? Okay, you that you are arguing, why are you vexing? Why are you putting emotions to it? You know you are a liar. You just know. But you see, no matter, no need to argue. Get to the heaven. Shebi is your father that has the key. There are some things you don't argue. How can Jesus die for your sins? Then you just be flexing in sin. Some people say they'll become born again. They'll be like, these things I have in the world, may they allow me bring and come this kingdom. If not, I know if you serve Jesus, this Jesus very well. They were in the world, they'll start putting earring in church. They'll start doing all their hairstyle. How can you say you are born again and you cannot change? You did not change. No proof. Say, Jesus said, I should come the way I am. You just came out from club. Nose ring, earring as a man. You just enter church like that. 5 years in church, you are like, Jaira. People are lifting their hands. Like, Jaira, you are the best. Jaira. You see, you have not changed. Because when you are born again, there's what we call mind renewal. What happened to you at that moment was, you know, you could be probably so emotional. Now it's true. What happened to you is true. It's genuine. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And because it is full of emotions more, after a period of time, you may just forget what really influenced you to be born again. And now that old you now is manifesting in church. You are telling pastor, sir, can I start a DJ ministry? Like God has come into the DJ this thing. Can I do it in church? And pastor gives you an opportunity. Some pastor, during praise and session, choir will not give you a part for DJ to manifest. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Everybody lift your hands up. Make una lift una hand up. Make you shake your back now. Make you move your head now. But like, what is happening in this church? Say, the guy is fulfilling his DJ ministry in the kingdom. Are you not seeing those things around? Now we have gospel version of Bonaboy. They look at Bonaboy, they say, hey, I would have loved this, but since I'm born again, I'm going to bring it for God. You see somebody now remove and wear singlet and chains. I say, oh, for the kingdom. For the kingdom. For the kingdom. I am mekuna de joli. Mekuna de joli. In the kingdom. And you know, sometimes pastors keep quiet because they don't want to lose members. Not necessarily really even losing members. They don't want to hurt you so that you go, let's sit and finish you. But they are actually still finishing you by not talking. Because the Bible says, if the light in you is darkness, if what you call light is darkness, it says your darkness is very great. Don't you see what is happening in the gospel world today? Young men can bore their ears, they can do anything they want to do. They don't even have this sense of, not naturally, even if you are not a Christian, if you are an African, the way you were built up, you cannot even live like that, isn't it? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And now you are a Christian. And you know, when you talk to them, they'll say, now my problem with African people be that. White, but they be simple people. They'll be rubbing it to your face. White people are very simple. All this in our religion, what do you do for our country? See, poor country. As if it's our problem, it's our fault. Is Tinubu not your president? With Tinubu up there, what can we do? What can we do? Look at all of you. We have intelligent people seated here. But look at who is your president. This intelligence you have, how can you exploit? I have people in this church that work for foreign companies. Imagine, if not for LinkedIn, nobody will even know you. Because your president has subjected you and there's blackout from every nation. Are you going to say? If not for LinkedIn, who will know that you can code? Who will know that you know data analysis? Thank God for all those interfaces. Thank God. Look at the kind of president you have. People that will sit down and be joking with you, they will just be joking with you. Let the poor be rich. You know what is happening in Nigeria is like a complete joke. I was listening to somebody recently who was claiming that they've not removed subsidy. That they just remove it for hearing sick, but there's still subsidy. I say, if there is truly subsidy, imagine that truly there is subsidy. People of God, where have we been all this while? That right now as we are talking to you people here, I may be laughing, but I'm very emotional in my heart. They are killing people in some part of Nigeria. In Jos, they are burying people almost every day. Like it's like a joke. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It's like a joke. They are burying people almost every day. I was watching Reverend Dachomo lately. They say he has a liver disease recently. And I pray that God helps him to be healed very, very soon in Jesus' name. I was watching a mass burial he just did lately. And he was opening the casket. Because somebody had accused him that it was just empty casket that they were burying. Recently in Kaduna, they kidnapped over 160 something Christians in church. Before this time, they had kidnapped a pastor with his entire family. They were driving from church. I think an Anglican pastor or something like that. The man died in their hands. They just recently released the wife and her daughter. You can imagine what they have done to their daughter. The countless amount of rape. That's what they do. And we have a government. You know, sometimes you just laugh about it because even if you cry, crying will not be enough. We can't talk about the countless kidnapping in Kogi. Even in Benue, it's more like a joke now. There are people who are in IDP camps who originally have their villages. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Truly, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach. I know some of you are wondering, Pastor Simon, but America are not as spiritual as Nigeria. Who told you that? Do you know Americans? America is built upon scriptures, scriptural beliefs. There are some people trying to fight that ideology today, but it's too late because they've built it many years ago on the Bible. Why do you think they are 10 times, 50 times better than Africa? The Republicans are trying to sustain that agenda. Any other party that comes, do you observe that they don't have interest even in the killing of Christians? Because Christians are more like their enemies. That's why they will not talk. And today, you know, the problem of black men is that they talk out of proportion sometimes. When they just read small books, it just makes them poofed. A ruler is trying to help us. You know, I heard somebody, there's this activist online, and I'm not talking politics, we're still talking about Yeshua, my salvation. Just so that some of you will be reasoning rightly, because maybe you are reasoning wrongly. The activist said Trump is just coming to steal our oil. And that Trump should go back to his country. I said, the oil you have. Okay. Have any of you gone to where they produce oil before? And saw the oil? And they gave you one for your great-grandfather and your father and his children? That's number one. Number two, if you are reasoning, if you are so smart and you are full of wisdom, you can never talk like that. And number three, if you are saying Trump should not come, you activist. You know, what was making me laugh is that when the activists went to protest in Abuja one time, they shoot gun, he ran away. And I said, this activist, he's saying Trump should not come. They shoot one pistol just like this, boy. And they videoed the activist. He was, if you see how that guy has speed, he was entering bikes and cars and jumping. He was just, and he ran for his life. Now, I'm not trying to mock him. He's an activist, but he should see that even him too is vulnerable. One bullet, he ran for his entire life. He forgot the people he was leading. He didn't even know where they were going to. You know, some people think they are bored until they see death. Like, death, say hi. But the point I'm trying to make now, people are dying every day in those villages. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So if he's coming, is he coming not for good? He's for good. See, they want to come and steal from Nigeria. What do you have? What are you using? You know, it's not good to start Nigeria's talk. If not, you can't preach. Where were we, please, people of God? If not, you cannot preach. I'm telling you the truth. If I start talking about Nigeria, we'll all cry at the end of this service. And tell God that just do something, else we'll die. You can't just finish talking about Nigeria. It's so unbelievable. That is why you should be righteous. Tell your neighbor, be righteous. Hold on to God. This corruption, this is how it starts. So, do you know that Tinubu did not believe that one day he will become corrupt? There was a time Tinubu was sitting like you, like this. Sitting. He sat down. You know, they showed one politician doing special number in church. If you know what the politician is doing today, you'll be so shocked. He was doing special number in church. It starts from now. The greed. Some of you are doing business. What you used to add? 10 times. Especially real estate people. There are some real estate people in this church. I told them one day I got offended at the prices of things, houses and the rest. And I said, you people should come and start something in this church. Let's go and push righteousness. Let's push justice in the front. We should tell people the real price of things. When I created them, I hope they are still focused. But when I saw the way they are putting land price, I almost called them back. I said, I think you are forgetting what we are doing. If you are not careful, you will do even worse. You know, there was a day I saw Pastor Peter preaching online. He was doing land preaching. He said, oh, North Bank. North Bank where I grew up. North Bank full of lovely people. North Bank, the most precious thing that's happened to me. North Bank, I say, What is happening to Pastor Peter? Guess what I saw at the tail of it? Get a land in North Bank. And I say somebody that grew up in North Bank and loved North Bank is living in high level. Just tell people buy land in North Bank. Don't be lying. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? How about Jerome? Pastor Rome. Oh my God. He took me and my wife to an evil forest. He said, sir, there's a land I want you to buy. It has prospects. I said, where is it? I said, just there. I had never gone to that place in my life. So I said, let's go. He said, by the road. He even snapped a picture and showed us by the road. My wife and I said, okay, let's go. Since it's by the road, it's not far. We were going. He said, we should take the second turn. I said, no, I thought it's by the road. He said, yes, sir. You just bend like this small and see it at the front. We just want to take the back road. I said, We're driving. I told my wife, I think is Jerome one planning with this guy to kidnap us. We don't know where we are going to again. The forest was so thick. And I was not joking. You know, when you are frustrated, are we not rich? Sister, we are close. Just there. Are you seeing one tree there? I'm not seeing the tree. I say, yes, I'm seeing. When we got to the place, then I said, we should go to the land. I said, where is the land? Just point the place. The point, I said, I've seen it. I've seen it.
I know.
you know, now listen. People, I wanted them to solve the problem of corruption. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? And now myself, I'm now becoming a victim of the thing. They say it's by the road. And I said, this thing you said is by the road. How is this? You took me to an evil forest. And you are saying by the road. Guess what they told me? They said the government will build this facility first. I said, because your junior brother, your father and the governor, they are brothers and sisters. No, that's not completely Jerome's character. He repented after that day. Because I looked at him in the face, I said, Pastor Rome, even you? So now if he tells you land is close, you believe him, it's close. He repented that day. I gave him penance. Are we together? Are you here? Yes. Corruption starts from this little age. Listen to me carefully. They say follow God. You are not following. It starts from this age. You are adding price unnecessarily. People don't know. You just be adding price. That's the beginning of corruption. You bought something 1.5. You want gain of 5,000 on top. You are the part of the problem of Nigeria. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? We have to be sincere from this level. Are you all listening to me? And if you are not greedy, you have money easily. You have money. I know of a friend who was supposed to sell a property in Abuja for 4 billion. He's into real estate. And when they got to the person to pay the money, what is their percentage in 4 billion? Huh? What is 10% in 4 billion? They were going to share it like 10 of them, 400 million. They have never seen millions in their life. Guess what happened? The leader of the real estate group increased it to 9 billion. Now, guess what happened? The person agreed to pay. People have money. They now called the woman that owns it to come and sign. So when she was happily wanting to sign, she now saw something like 9 billion and clean her eye well and saw it, 9 billion. She said, my property is 9 billion. The person that wants to buy now is shocked. Ama, I thought you were the one that wants to sell it for. No. My property is 4 billion. And if it must be 9 billion, then we have to talk again. She flinged the agreement. The leader was begging, madam, please just sign. We'll talk about it. He said, no, I'm not signing. Go and tell the man, if it was you, I will give you 9%, 10% of the 9 billion, else I'm not selling. In fact, this is wickedness. Why are you putting the price too much? She got offended and left. And she said they should not come to our house again. My pastor friend called me and said, see, Oyi is an Idoma guy. He said, Oyi, I just lost over 50 million or more. I said, how? He said, our boss, they say something is 4 billion. He added, out of greed. He said, oh yeah, I've not touched 1 million in my account. I was rejoicing. Greed! But you know, if he gets that 50 million now, even the boss, he can invest and get more money, and get more money, and get more money. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? People are not patient. They want to make all the money in one day. I was talking about woe to a man that believes what, that trusts what in a man. Talk about ladies, like I was saying. You see a guy with prospect, but because his shoe is not okay, you forget the guy. Young ladies, listen to me carefully. Don't follow fashion. They say, why do you like a guy? You say his lips are pink. He knows how to dress. Is that a reason to follow a guy? That can be an advantage if he knows how to dress. Listen to him. If he's talk, there are many people who are fine, who have pink lips and know how to dress, and they are saying nonsense. As a man, so is he. A man is as he thinks, not as his account is heavy. There are many people whose accounts are heavy today who are Yahoo boys. Imagine as a lady, you are falling in love with a man that is timing your head because of greed. Did you get what I'm trying to say? Your head is the next sacrifice because of greed. To lose your head and to be with a man that has real prospect, he has vision with his curved shoe. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Than following a Yahoo boy, which one is more important? Which one is better? Say, I want a man that will change my life. Your father did not change your life. You want a man to change your life. It's poor women that talk like that every time. Poor women. If you observe ladies that come from rich homes, they are not looking for men that have money. They are looking for men that have sense. Poverty is a problem of ladies like this. If your father was that hardworking, that you believe your father is that hardworking, why has your father not made you a millionaire? If the millions are easy, let's be realistic, ladies. If it's easy to get the million, why is your father not a millionaire? You grew in a way street, but you want to live in Maitama all of a sudden. Without doing anything. No investment. Nothing. But you think you deserve a Maitama life. How? What did you do to go and live in Maitama? Sometimes it can be opportune to meet a rich person. Thank God for your life. But even if you meet somebody who is not in manifestation rich yet, still thank God for your life. There's beauty in growing together. Somebody say amen. There's beauty. God brings a man that has prospect. Catch the man by the hand very well. Are you listening to me? Build your life gradually. Except the man does not have sense, leave him. Because there are many people there are some young men who are broke and without sense. Yes. Don't think every poor person have sense. They are foolish poor people too. Poor and pride and proud. Poor and womanizing. Yes. Let your eyes be open. You know, somebody met me one time. He said, Pastor, why are people just mind themselves in your church? I said, do you want them to come and marry in your own church? He said, but those girls have mind though. They are marrying young men like them. In fact, I heard some ladies saying that if you want to marry, just come to Pastor Simon Church. They are fine, fine men. I was excited. Men in the church say hi. They say people are fine, fine. That if you want to marry a fine man, come to Glory Carriers. I was excited. And truly, you all look fine. Celebrate yourselves. You look fine. Some people did not clap for themselves. You don't believe you look fine? If you look fine, celebrate yourself. Yes. Let them come and marry us, isn't it? Amen. You are not answering me. Let them come and marry us, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
That's good. I like that response. Even Dr. Hem say, yes, sir. Dr. Hem, you are ready to be married too? He's laughing. Doesn't believe in himself. Hallelujah to Jesus. I told the guy I like people think building together, and I've taught that for years. And I believe that's why my ladies are settling for the kind of guys they are settling. They are not broke people, but they are building together. They are building together. And of course, all of us will end up billionaires. Not just billionaires. We are billionaires waiting for manifestation. Listen, ladies, if he's not praying in tongues, if he's not talking in tongues, he's talking to other girls. Get this. Yes. I know some people feel touched now. We have not started this thing. Brother, you are invited. Come and talk in tongues. Okay, now that you're not talking in tongues, be sincere. Are you not talking to other girls? See? Low key, answer in your heart. But you see, when you are full of the Holy Ghost, you cannot be talking to girls. You'll be talking to one girl. Hey. But if you're not fulfilled, he can't control you. You know why your ways cannot stay in one place? Because the Holy Ghost has not taken over your life. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Well, my friend said the reason why you still have ways beats is because the Holy Spirit has not entered your life. He said something about waste. I wish I can remember. I would have aligned the talk so that you say, don't leave me. There's a way he said it. Yesterday, we were doing a study as leaders. We found out that leg chains were for slaves. Nose rings too were for slaves. You put it as an indication that you are a slave for a lady, and for a man or a woman, you are a slave. Today, we see a lot of slaves. They don't know that they are slaves. You know why Moses was fighting the children of Israel to not shave the sides of their hair? That time. Not this kind of a hairstyle. It was like diamond. Moses was saying, don't do it, don't do it. Because Moses used to know the meaning of it. He was royalty in Egypt. He knew the ritual behind those hairstyles. Israelites were just slaves there living in Egypt. They were just copying everything they saw. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Moses, knowing the meaning of it, when he brought them out, he said, don't do that bad thing. Don't do that bad thing. Don't do that thing. It's a bad thing. They were wondering, how is it bad? We saw people doing it. We are doing it. Just like today. Some ladies will just see some ladies do like this and snap picture. Them too, they'll carry their camera. What? Why did you do it? I don't know. Some people did it. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Another one, tell me, give me another one. They are doing. Instead of, you know, human beings, not normal human beings will stand like this and snap. Some people will be like this. What's happening? Someone else did it. Stand like this and snap, you'll be like. Young men too. Every trend of dressing they are following. There's one new trend of dressing now. It started with secular worldly singers. They'll leave their shirt to these points and put chain. We thought that they are in the world. Before we know, our gospel artist said, lift your hands, brothers, and bless the name of the Lord. Then you see V-neck, you now see chain. Where did they learn it? The world. I know some people are like, Pastor, this is your own seriousness, is too much. I don't do things without meaning. If you watch my boys here, if you look at us in this church, nobody is wearing even a bango. That doesn't mean it's a sin. No, bangos are not sin for guys. But I just feel like there are things that don't really have any meaning. Why are we doing it? That's our strength. If it doesn't have meaning, if I don't know the meaning of what I'm doing, I don't do it. Even if Michael Jackson do it, it doesn't mean I should do it. Because you are the standard of the world. We are the light of the world. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? They can be a trend of dressing. You have your own way to dress. As a lady, as a guy. There can be a new trend. One new trend that everybody is following. You have peace on every side. Because you are light. you are salt. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You dress the way you think it's okay, and you just move like that. You don't care about anybody's perspective about dressing. You don't care about what is trending. You are the light of the world. A city set upon the hill. Before we end, salvation is whole. It's not in bits. It's not in parts. Yeshua, my salvation. God is our salvation. Receiving Christ is receiving all that you need for life and godliness. In Christ, you are complete, not lacking anything. You want to be nice? You want to be kind? You want to be humble? Just get into Christ. All you need is in Christ Jesus. Don't try to be a humble man. Just be like Christ. You become that perfect man that your generation needs. You become that perfect man that your wife and children need. Are you listening to me? When we talk about religion, we're talking about frustration in terms of somebody trying to be like Christ at the detriment of their own strength. They become frustrated. That's what religion produces. The Bible says in Romans 10, it says they being ignorant of God's righteousness have created another righteousness for themselves. They are trying to perform from human ability. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I said you are still in that you are submitting to, you are submitted to God's what? God's what? Procedure of doing things. What he says you should do for salvation, do it. Leave the rest to him. He says have faith. You have faith. You don't try to act like Jesus. You just have faith that you are like Jesus. And by default, you see yourself acting like Jesus. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You don't try to act like Jesus. You don't try to be humble. Just be like Christ. You are humble by default. Say, I'm humble. I'm nice. I'm wonderful. Believe it. I walk in love. Don't try to perform. Know who you are in Christ and rest in that understanding. All of the fruit will just flow by default. You know, I was talking to leaders yesterday, and I was trying to hit in the area of unnecessary relationships. All of you look at me, don't move. In GCM, my state itself is finished. Because this word is for you, it's not for outsiders. I was trying to hit on unnecessary relationships. You know, people just get into relationship these days anyhow. They don't even know why they are getting into the relationship. Are we together? Just enter in here. And I ask them a question. What if your pastor, I entered into 4 relationships before I met you? How would you see me? Now imagine I was in 4 relationships before some of you came to this church. Are you get what I'm trying to say? And the ladies are in this church. And imagine you are marrying my ex. They started laughing yesterday. So imagine you are marrying pastor's ex. So the lady now you want to marry used to be in relationship with pastor. Pastor is the one joining the marriage. In fact, if you want counseling, you may be looking for another pastor. The lady will say, let's not go to pastor. Let's not go to pastor. He had always used to see me like, when we're dating, that's what he was saying. Let's go to another person. Imagine those things coming out from your home. It'll be just shabby, isn't it? And now that's even when it doesn't really affect anything. More importantly, the lady may leave the church with the guy. She may not feel comfortable in the church. You know, it's not a sin that I enter the relationship. I'm out today. I'm a pastor. I'm still their pastor. But it will cause trouble. Satan will use that and take advantage of, you know, he will take advantage of that mistake and just make them to be thinking abnormal. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? That's what happens when you live anyhow as a Christian. It doesn't mean that you go to hell. You have entered 6 relationships and it's still counting. Why I don't allow that nonsense in this church is because it will cause trouble. Imagine, let's take for instance now. Who will I use? Come, man of God. I've forgotten that your wonderful name. Daniel. Imagine Mr. Daniel now entered relationship with Latifah. Latifah come. Lizzie come. Banker come. Yes. What's that your name again, Banker? What? Patience. Okay. I want 6. 3 here. Let's have another 3 here. Rejoice, victory, and fire. Come. Stand in the middle. Thank you. He came to this church in the year 2000 and he came in the year 2020. When he just came, the first person that was attracted to was Ene. Then he started a relationship with Enne. But it lasted only 3 months. Then after 2 months, he now entered another one with Rejoice. It lasted like 5 months. He now entered another one with Victory. He felt like this was the wife he was going to marry. But along the line, the family did not like him. Huh? We used to hear a report like that. He now said, okay, we'll leave her. He now entered with Banker. It now lasted 1 year. He thought it would work, but it did not work. Why did they break up? They were just tired of each other. They just feel like they deserve better. He now entered with Latifah. He made up his mind that was the last. He stayed for a while. They were praying together and doing Bible study together, only to discover they are both AS. And they now broke up. That's why you see, you are talking with a guy, you have just been all nice. He said, what is that your genotype? So, you know, you are in for it. You just want to know how to play their card, whether they should remove this their heart and put here or keep it to themselves. Then finally he said, okay, I'll go with Lizzie. Now, there's a way all of these girls will be seeing this guy in this church. The day he carries Lizzie to the altar, he will tell this one, will you want to join the Ashebi girls, blah, blah, blah. Say, no, I'll be traveling to Lagos that week. Don't tell Banker, would you want to be the chief bridesmaid? Say, ah, no, I have problem with my legs. I can't stand for too long. In a church that believes new creation realities, where they are healing people, she has problem. And I say, what of Latifah? Would you want to be the one to do cake? Say, no, no, I stopped doing cake like 2 months ago. There's a way they'll just be looking at them in church. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And the worst is when 3 of them now become friends, and they are all of them are his S. They'll now become witches in church. This lady in a mumu, that in bad character way in get, but she still managed the guy. They won't marry. Lizzie, you married Daniel. So when I observed those kind of rubbish wherever I was coming from, I said it can never happen where I'm pastoring. In this church, people don't enter. You know, in this church now as we are talking, do you know the people in relationship are no more than two? Everybody is checking it well before they come. Because if you enter a relationship in this church, you don't go out. There's an agreement, a form you fill in my office. You write your wedding date. You write your sponsors. We're going to call your father and ask if he permits this relationship. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I will tell him when the wedding date will be. We believe that you should have done all the check. You should have asked the AS and everything at that time. And we'll give you 1 week to go and reconsider your choice. Go and pray again. 1 month self sometimes. If she's not the one, don't come back. If she's the one, you can. If you come back again, I will allow you. If you now break up, you have 7 years. You wait for how many years? 7. There are some people in their 3rd year now. Some are in their 5th year. Yes. True life story. Some are just 30. So some, they get angry and they leave church. Because they want to marry before the 70. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But we don't care. You know, one couple came to me. I always use this one for example. They said they are the ones for each other. I say, go and pray. Then I went, as if it's 2 days, it was like 2 minutes. They came back. Sir, we pray. In fact, when the guy wanted to talk, the lady took the talk to another level. Sir, I've actually prayed. Sir, we know we are meant for each other. I looked at my daughter in the field. You are meant? He said, yes, sir. I said, hey. All right. So, I shall allow you people to enter. I say, yes, sir. Sir, if with your permission, just bless us. I refuse to bless it. Me, I used to give it like 2 years before I bless it. So that my blessing will not be wasted. It was not up to 2 months, people of God. What is 2 months? 1 month did not fully finish. Inside the 2 months, problems started. One time I was fixing my car, they said that I used both. I came to the church office. It was important. I needed to be there. When I came, guess what was the problem? Relationship problem. They were waiting in my office. My car was in new garage. I say, what is the problem? Sir, I want to end it. I say, for what? Something that you have not started, you want to end. I say, but you say it's God that said he's the one. You people are meant. Say, sir, we thought it was God. We just realized. I said, no problem. 7 years. And you see, the problem is that the 7 years does not apply to the lady. She can remarry. It is you, the man. Because you are the head. As a lady, you can leave relationship after 2 months. I'll permit you to marry another person. But as a young man, I know some young men are looking at me as a pastor, it's not fair. We agreed together. That's how the law is. Because the Bible says, husband, live with your wife according to what? Knowledge. The responsibility is more on the man. You are the one that said you saw. She was on her own. Do you like our principles in this church? One more thing before we close. Some people say, I used to say church people should marry church people. That's not what I said. I said, the Bible said, can two or three work together? No. Except they are thinking. Now let me give you a practical example. You see all these girls now that are here. All of them are serving God. Can I have more girls? Let me have more 4 girls. Thank you, Mr. Daniel. 4 ladies come, rush outside. If you know you are beautiful, come outside. If you know you are ugly, sit down. Come. You are ugly or you are proudful. Look at how beautiful they look. Hallelujah to Jesus. I say I have more. See them plenty in church. They look like wife materials, isn't it? Especially with the... I'm not trying to brag with these ladies, but just watch, watch. You know, some men are like, I beg. Who like themselves? No, we don't like you too. All right, but look at what I'm trying to say. Look at what I'm trying to say. Look at how spiritual they are. There's somebody that I play football with. He was interested in somebody in this church. So he felt like this football we're playing, we should take it to another level. And he met me after the training one time. He said, this is your church. You know, I'm not married and I'm really looking for a wife and we're friends. So I think there's this lady, blah, 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 blah. I said, okay, I'm listening to you. He said he's interested. I said, when last did you go to church? He said, like 2 months, but it's because your church is far. I said, which one are you going that is near? He said, I'm not so used to it. I'm not a church person. I said, that person is a church human being. The person live, breathe, and reign in church. The person has a calling to serve God where? In church. You don't like church. You come to church once in 2 months. 2 times in 1 month. In fact, even if you come to church 3 times in a month, that lady still has a problem with you. She's a worker in church. She loves the Lord. She's serving the Lord with the whole of her heart. You just stand up from nowhere and say you want to marry a good Christian lady. How about you? Are you a good Christian man? Listen to me, O young man. The Bible said, do not neglect the gathering of brethren. You are not going to church. You are disobeying God. The word of God is not growing in your heart. Because you see, you are not in church. You are not giving the word of God an opportunity. Then you stand up to want to come and marry somebody who is soaking herself in fire. So that you quench the fire. Say, no, sir, we're allowed to be going to church and be doing everything. It's a lie. It's a lie. Big lie. You know, you are not a husband yet, so you think you are humble. It is when they crown you husband. And you get what I'm trying to say? And you wake up in the morning, they bring you food on the table. And you speak a word and everybody goes and does it. Now your wife wants to go for church. She wants to go for choir rehearsal. You say, where are thou going to? For choir rehearsal. I say, I want pounded yam and a goosey soup now. He says, but I'm going for, I want pounded yam. Now, even the Bible said, wife, submit. And when they don't do it, the next thing that will happen is, they are more submitted to their pastor than their husband. It's pastors that will suffer it. Your wife is a good woman, pastor will suffer. She's a bad woman, pastor will suffer. So she says she wants to go for rehearsal. So you're obeying your pastor more than me. No, she says she wants to go for rehearsal. What him bring pastor inside? And I tell you the truth. Look at the world today, young people. I don't know why I'm tilting towards relationship. The people enjoying their lives are Christians. In terms of marriage. I know you have, some of you have record of 1 or 2 people who are divorced. Forget about those few. Look at the world. How many are divorced there? Some of them, in fact, they've made up their mind. I was reading about a celebrity. She said she knows her husband is cheating. She just wants to be cool to have peace of mind. She has accepted the cheating. But look at good Christian homes today. They are still standing. Somebody say hallelujah. 50 is only, it's only pastors, Christians, I mean, that you see somebody is 50 years married. 50 years, not 50 years birthday. 50 years married. They are still loving them. You see them hugging themselves. Hey, my man, she's so. They are still happy. You can't find that in the world. Whether here or diaspora. That's why we have this beautiful song. You know, sometimes it's from the wedding that you know that the marriage will be useless. You go to a wedding, you hear, God give us Christian home. You go to another wedding, you hear, even your boo has a boo. And they are dancing. Even your boo has a boo. Another one, God give us Christ homes where the Bible is read. One time on campus, a lady told me, I want make my husband and me to go club sometimes. I said, this one will become born again. You want a husband that will be going to club with you sometimes. Let's just go to club and flex and come back home. A time will come. If it is only club that makes you excited, a time will come that you don't have leg to go to club. That dance, if you try to move it too much, you get back. What will make you excited at that time? I always tell my pastors, don't marry only body. You know, a friend of mine told me, he said, Pastor, this thing, can God do it in a way that you can have your will and God's will sandwiched together? I'm not saying, well, you know, sometimes when you talk like this, men, when we be like, so Pastor, you mean we should go and look at any lady that is not looking fine and marry? God can give you beautiful ladies and beautiful ladies as wife. Nobody's ugly. Get what I'm trying to say? But you know, there are some men that what they want to marry is physicality. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? All they want to marry, why do you want to marry her? Hey God, hey, you don't see that girl shape? Jesus. That's what you want to marry. When you are 50 years now, listen, all those curves and edges will be gone. You will not see anything. You'll be looking for it, you will not see it. You know, some men don't think, you know, they want to be like Ned. No, it won't happen for you. Because you finally divorce. Or they'll take advantage of you. At that point, everything will go. The only thing that will make sense is soul. Soul. When you say, hi, darling. And she said, hi, baby. You are old with game. She's calling you baby. Why? The soul is beautiful. But if she's not thinking, well, if everything she has as a wife material is, I get front, I get back, I can't sabi cook, I'm a wife material. At that point, you are 71. She say, idiot. You know, I change. At 71, they are calling you idiots. You know, listen, they asked a man who was 94, what is the secret to long life? He said, young man, you want long life? He did not say money. He said, marry a woman that will give you peace. He was stressing the S. Peace. You know, young boys at your prime now, you don't understand. Say peace. Wait, but which one be peace? Now peace, I go chop. Now peace. What? Marry a woman that will give you what? Peace. Tell somebody peace. Women too, marry a man that will give you what? Peace. I like that. Who will I use as an example? There was a time, this my boy here, used to be broke. I observed even in fiance that he wants to marry. She smiles more now than before. One day I was looking at them, she was smiling. I was talking to them by my car. She was just smiling. She just turned to him. Now, there was a time that she frowns more than she smiled. You just see her in church. Hi. What is it? Pastor Ed. Why are you sweating? Pastor Ed. Why did you not do makeup? Pastor Ed. Every time I was judging case in my office, Pastor Ed, why are you suffering that lady? Say, sir, I don't know. I don't know why she's angry. I don't know. Then one time, something hit his account. Now, she had been faithful. Though. I'm not saying she had not been faithful. But when something hit his account, the faithfulness was lubricated. Because now he's talking about plots of land. That's what he's talking about now. He's not talking about... He's talking about plots of land. We went somewhere, he says, I need 5 plots of land. I want to buy 5 plots of land. I was talking to him about the 5 plots, and the lady was beside him that day. I said, how are you? He said, I'm fine, sir. Money is beautiful. No matter how your wife loves you, if 5 million enter your account, she will love you more. But the point I want to make is that when he was not yet in the money, the lady was faithful to him. She was still faithful, even though she was not smiling every time. But she was faithful. Now, who enjoyed that whatever he has today? The lady. But imagine that at that time, if he just comes into the church, he'll be like, idiot, your mate are dressing. See how you are dressing. Your mate are doing this. He would have dumped her since. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? He would have dumped her. When the money enters his account now, she'll be watching. I suffered with him. Acrimony. 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 Money. Acrimony. I suffered with him. The Lord give you understanding. I suffered with him. I suffered. You suffered, but when it was closed, even God said, do not be weary in well doing. He said, if you are not patient to the time, you will not get anything. Talk less of acrimony. Did God not say, be weary in well doing? Meaning, if you are behaving well, you don't tell God, I'm not doing again. God will not give you what He's supposed to give you. That's how it's supposed to be. Be faithful to the finish. Not that you follow the man. When you suffer, you now say, I'm not going again. You will never make it. When you go, you now make it. Say, I suffered with you. Remember me. No, even God said, be weary in well doing. Stay to the end. Acree. Go and sit down. I hope you've been blessed.
Yes, sir.
So young men and young women, don't just wake up one morning and say, what, come and marry, especially in this church. You just come to this church, you are not praying in tongues, you are not full of the Holy Ghost, your walk with God, we don't understand it. They say, I'd like one girl for this church. I'd like one. And maybe the girl told you that if you start attending our church, pastor will consider you. I don't give wives in this church, but I will never allow. Listen, all of you, look at me, because I know some of you, there's somebody you are toasting. You know, one time a guy met me, he said, sir, I don't know which kind of girls you are raising, but from the way I see you, you are not the one that raised that girl to be thinking like that. I say, how is she thinking? He says, sir, she told me that if I'm not full of the Holy Ghost and I'm praying in tongues and I'm fully blah blah blah, she will not marry me. How can a lady say that if I must be fully in the spirit, should I do that because I want to marry? I say, young man, why are you not in the spirit actually? Say, sir, I don't believe what you are. Are you the one that taught that? I said, not exactly. But why not in the spirit? Why in the flesh? And I showed him a scripture. Walk in the spirit and you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. To be carnally minded is what? Death. No matter you promise these girls not to cheat on them, you cheat on them if you are in the flesh. That's why one will not allow you to marry them. But the brothers who are full of the Holy Ghost, and some of you who are agreed to be full of the Holy Ghost will marry them. See, as it is, go and sit down. I've never said it like this to you people before, but today I told you the way it is. Do you like it? If you don't like it, forget about it. Just the way you young men will not give your daughters out to people you don't trust. Will you give your daughters out to people you don't trust? If you are not full of the Holy Ghost, I don't trust you. No matter how nice you are, I don't trust you. Because you don't have what it takes to reign and live above sin. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? The Holy Ghost is all it takes. And be humble. Get the Holy Ghost. Say, pastor, what is yabaraba yaga yaba yagaraba? I mean, a time will come, you understand it. A lady posted something about Pastor Chris. He said, 7 people stood up from the bed. It's like film trick. Nigerian pastors and film trick now 5 and 6. I was reading the comment and I love one comment a guy made. He said, when you get to that point that you need his help, you will know it's not film trick. Oh, I love that. I love the comment. Don't be a dummy. Be a dummy. That you hear fake prophet does not mean everybody is fake. So you believe Satan can do it and God cannot do it? He said, when you get to that point where you need the help, One time I was watching Pastor Chris. I watched his healing sessions very well, healing streams. He was trying to heal somebody by God's power who was a doctor. He is a doctor. The same case he was dealing with in the hospital got him on the bed. The same case. And Pastor was so emotional looking at the guy, almost crying. He said, "You are a doctor?" He held the guy's hand. He said, "In the name of Jesus, the Lord perfect everything that concerns you." The guy stood up there and started walking. I said, this one will go back to the hospital never to doubt God again in his life. Why do you think there was a story of a pastor who entered theater to operate somebody? The person died. As they covered the person and were going, God told the pastor to go back and bring the girl back to life. He waited for everybody to leave. He now went back, laid hands on the lady. He wanted to do it where nobody was there, so that if it does not work, he will just go back quietly. He laid hands in the name of Jesus, wake up. She sneezed and came back to life. Donnie McLaughlin was sharing about Pastor Benny Hinn. His brother died. That is Donnie McLaughlin. I think his brother or cousin had something, you know, heart failure or something. And the doctors put the heart back and pressed. Nothing happened. Called Pastor Benny. We lost him. Pastor Benny said, no. Let them remove the heart and put it again. They removed the heart, put it again. He said, sir, they've done it. He's not awake. He said, let them press his stomach. They pressed his stomach over the phone. The guys sneezed and came back to life. It sounded like film trick, right? I pray you never get to that point where you have to believe it by force. Believe it right now and invest in it. Invest in the anointing. Are you all listening to me tonight? Bow your heads and pray. Give God praise. Give him worship. Thank you. I feel I should raise this prayer. Tell the Lord, I repent from any form of foolishness that has made me to doubt you before. I know you are the Lord of my life. I live by your ways. I live by your principles. Anywhere I made you small today, before Lord, forgive me. In any area I made you small, forgive me. Be glorified, O God. You are highly exalted, and there is nothing you can do. O God, my eyes are on you. Be glorified, O God. Be glorified, O God. Be glorified. I have made you too small in my eyes, O God. Forgive me, and I had believed in a lie that you were unable to save me. But now, O Lord, I see my wrong. Heal my heart and show yourself strong, and in my eyes and with my song, O Lord, be magnified. O Lord, be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Oh God, you are highly exalted. You are, and there is nothing, Lord, and there is nothing you are.
can. Oh Lord, oh Lord, my, be my. Oh, be magnified one more time. Be magnified. Oh Lord, you are highly exalted. You are highly exalted. And there is nothing, Lord. And there is nothing you can. Oh Lord, oh Lord, be magnified, oh Lord, oh Lord, be. Lord, we thank you and we give you all the praise. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God. Go ahead and pray a prayer in any area of my life that had made you small. Cause me to see by your light this morning. Help me to see my wrong this morning. In the area of relationship, in any approach to how I've ever lived my life or I have been living my life, Lord, cause me to see the wrong and help me to walk in the right way. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. You are here. You want your fire to be reignited. Your fire to be reignited. Pray. Lord, reignite my fire. Reignite my fire. I want to walk with you. I want to live for you. I want to walk with you. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. You're all I want. Shabakataya. You're all I ever needed. You're all I want. Shabakusi brakadia. Help me know you and me. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You're all I have. Ora rabushi ara kasubra rabayakan. You're all I ever need. Oh God, you're all. Help me know. Help me. One more time. You're all I want. You're all. You're everything, Lord. You're all I am. Everything, Lord. You're all. Help me know you will need. For in Jesus' gracious name we worship. Let's celebrate Jesus all together.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.